Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Milt Burns. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting third. The right fielder, Gene Moore. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frank Mancuso. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tex Shirley. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Tex Shirley. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Irv Hall. Batting second. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting third. The left fielder, Bill McGee. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Bush. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Nair. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lou Nair. And now, play ball. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Bush settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall strikes out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a ball on the ground for an out. Two outs. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball four. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Christman moves to second. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella takes first base on ball four. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Estilella. The throw from Mancuso and he is out, Gutteridge applying the tag. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Finney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tex Shirley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shirley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burns, who is chasing the ball. Rosar reaches third base with a triple. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of lobs. Bush reaches second base with a double. Rosar scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Lou Nair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore, who is chasing the ball. Hall reaches third base with a triple. Nair goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Athletics. Cliff Fannin now pitching. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 1 in the game. Peck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hall scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 1 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McGee. The throw from Mancuso and he is out, Gutteridge applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobbs hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Peck. Lobbs reaches second base with a double. Len Schult pinch hits for Mark Christman. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Len Schult now playing third base. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Estalella hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Rosar hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mancuso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Fannin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fannin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bush hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lunair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nair is 0 for 1 in the game. Nair hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Burns strikes out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 2 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Peck hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burns, who is chasing the ball. Peck reaches third base with a triple. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 2 in the game. McGee hits a line drive into left field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Estalella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Peck scores. It's 4-0, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Schultz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lobbs moves to third. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mancuso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lobbs scores. Schult moves to second. It's 4-1, Athletics. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-2 in the game. Gutteridge strikes out. Two outs. George McQuinn pinch hits for Cliff Fannin. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schult scores. Mancuso moves to second. It's 4-2, Athletics. Ox Miller pinch runs for George McQuinn. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Jones now pitching. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Rosar takes first base on ball 4. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bush bunts in front of the plate. Mancuso fields it and throws to first for the out. Rosar moves to second. One out. Dick Fowler pinch hits for Lunaire. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rosar scores. Hall moves to second. It's 5-2, Athletics. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peck for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Barry now pitching. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-3 in the game. Finney hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Peck. Finney reaches second base with a double. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Peck. Moore reaches second base with a double. Finney scores. It's 5-3, Athletics. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lobbs hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moore moves to third. Two outs. Len Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schulte strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-3 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Estalella hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mancuso hits a fly ball into center field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-3 in the game. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into left field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Schulte pinch hits for Earl Jones. Joe Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schulte for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.